in theory, we're talking about jealousy and where it stems from. A new study has found that the hormone oxytocin, also known as the love hormone, which affects behaviors such as trust, empathy, generosity, also affects the opposite behaviors such as jealousy and gloating. A study published in Emotions in 2015 found that people experienced stronger feelings of jealousy if their left cortex was stimulated. Doctors have explained that this situation are noted as jealousy stressed as out and can trigger the brain when jealousy is released. Also, when it's released to stress, it releases into the stress hormone. That's a flight or fight response. The brain injury and stroke studied have revealed that jealousy is indeed in your heart. And it's a heat, especially in the left part of the cerebral cortex. So two wrongs don't make it right. Jealousy is not a sign of love. It's not a sign of love. It's insecurities. When you love someone, you feel nothing but love. That's it. You feel love. You feel the most amazing feeling in the universe. Now, are we in love when we're together? It's obsession. It's just maybe there's someone else that you want to keep away from the person that you know that really loves that other person. That's why we have a lot of issues in relationships, because they don't love the person they're with, because they don't love themselves. So learn to love you. Let's talk about true love includes respect, admiration, care, and never subjecting your partner to hurt, humiliation, or any form of abuse. Many assume they are in love, whereas it may just be an infatuation, a one-sided feeling, or just close friendship. So, here we go. There's a lot of discrepancies, irretrievable breakdowns in relationships, and it could be in many different forms. So do it from the heart. Make it real. Be real with yourself. Love you by yourself. Love what you're all about, what you can offer to the universe. And then that magic will come through with the right one. So don't give up. God bless you.